Lecture topic, yardstick of Allah's pleasure.
Bismillah ar-Rahman. The foundation of every aspect is ikhlas. And the acceptance in the court of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will all be on the basis of ikhlas. There was sincerity, then it will be acceptable. If it was lacking sincerity, then that can become the reason for the biggest punishment also. So the issue is of ikhlas and repeatedly making an effort to inculcate the sincerity in every aspect. Now this is a discussion and a detail which the ulama, the mashayikh have not just written pages, they've written kitabs on it. But among the things, two aspects that are signs for a person to check within himself, that is ikhlas coming in or not. So one of the two aspects mentioned, that a person's his life in his privacy is better than his life in public. In the presence of people, how he conducts himself, he's more cautious even in terms of he must not cross the line and not fall into Allah Ta'ala's disobedience when he's alone. So now when he's concerned about that, it doesn't mean that he's becoming an angel, he'll become immune and he can never ever slip in anything. But is his concern in his private time more than his concern in his time when he's in public, when he's in the presence of others? So now if that concern is there, then inshallah there's hope that now we are getting somewhere. The fazal of Allah Ta'ala, we on the road. But if it's the other way around, that as soon as a person is in his own time, in his own space, and there's nobody else around, so now the qaza of the time that he was in the presence of people, he's trying to make qaza of that time. And that's a very dangerous situation. Extremely dangerous. So now the concern must be that just as I would conduct myself in public, I need to be at least equally conscious, and even more conscious, when I'm away, because when I'm in public also, Allah is watching. When I'm alone, then to Allah is watching. Allah Ta'ala is all aware at all times. So that's a one sign that this ikhlas is somewhere now on the road of it. Achieving it, that's another matter, but at least the person is on the road. The second very important sign that there is some progress in this regard is that a person is not affected by praise or by criticism. Praise also doesn't affect him, meaning now that he becomes affected by that praise, that I'm somebody, I'm something, or I've achieved something. If somebody has praised, he will take some encouragement sometimes maybe, that I should do it for Allah Ta'ala alone. Allah Ta'ala has hidden my fault, all my weaknesses, Allah Ta'ala has hidden it. Allah Ta'ala allowed somebody to see something which is on the positive side of things. So this is Allah Ta'ala's grace on me that my faults and weaknesses were not exposed. That's the point to be happy on. But that's now the one part of it. And likewise, criticism also will not affect him. He'll be concerned that what I did is Allah Ta'ala pleased. So when he hears some praise also, that too will be the concern, is Allah Ta'ala pleased? And if there's some criticism also, that too won't matter, is Allah Ta'ala pleased? Allah Ta'ala is pleased, then neither does the praise matter, and nor do I have to get concerned about the criticism. So now these are things to keep checking. It's not a button to press, as we repeatedly mentioned. There's no button to press that it's done. It's an ongoing effort. And now these are some of the things that will help to get there one step at a time, that to keep checking and double checking in light of these two aspects as well, that what is the situation, is my time in privacy, is that just as the consciousness is there like in public, and in fact should be more, or is the other way around? It's the other way around, then is a very, very dangerous situation. And likewise the matter of that praise and criticism, how much is it affecting me? Why? I need to change this. It's a process, it's an effort, but if we have this concern, then inshallah,
There's hope that we'll get somewhere. Allah Ta'ala give us to.